The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. Yeah. I know that Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Richard. All right, he's in the house, Steve, so you need to get out of here.
Deuces.
For those playing along at home, Richard is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. He can pass all he wants, but will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Box C and red-eared slider are types of what animal?
Turtle.
Correct. What instrument did Lisa Simpson play?
Saxophone.
Correct. What is the point value of the letter K in Scrabble?
10?
No.
5.
Yes. Same name as a president's song. What was the first fruit eaten on the moon?
Peaches.
Correct. In The Wizard of Oz, what is the Tin Man lacking?
A heart.
He is. In what 80s year was the first Madden video game released?
Can I repeat that?
In what 80s year was the first Madden video game released?
85.
No.
86.
No.
84.
No. How many movies have siblings John and Joan Cusack been in together?
6.
No.
7.
No.
8.
No. What is the largest joint in the human body?
The femur.
No.
A joint out of the hip.
No.
Pass.
Stop Dragging My Heart Around is a duet between Stevie Nicks and who?
Tom Perry.
Say it again.
Tom Petty.
Yes, Tom Petty. And with that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Richard. How do we feel about that?
I always get 6.
And here comes our competitor.
Yeah.
Steve Migs is in the house.
I am.
But the question is, Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Of course. Box C and red-eared slider are types of what animal?
Oh, turtle.
Yes. What instrument did Lisa Simpson play?
She played the same instrument that you play.
Yeah.
The saxophone.
Correct. What is the point value of the letter K in Scrabble?
6 points.
No.
9 points.
No, nice, but no.
10?
No. Same as a same name as a president's song. What was the first fruit eaten on the moon?
A kitty.
No.
I'm kidding. Peaches?
Yes. In The Wizard of Oz, what was the Tin Man lacking?
He was lacking a heart.
He was. In what 80s year was the first Madden video game released?
87.
No.
84.
No.
85?
No.
Damn it.
How many movies have siblings Joan and John Cusack been in together?
1.
No.
2.
No.
3.
No. What is the largest joint in the human body?
The knee joint?
Yes. Stop Dragging My Heart Around is a duet between Stevie Nicks and who?
Gloria Sons did a good cover of that with J.J. Wild, but it's Tom Petty.
It is. George H.W. Bush served in which branch of the military?
Army.
No.
Navy?
Yes. And with time to spare, Steve Migs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a victory. 7-6. Sorry, Richard.
That's all right. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Richard did know that the letter K is worth 5 points in Scrabble.
Damn, that's at 6.
Neither of you knew that the first Madden video game came out in 1988. And John and Joan Cusack have been in 10 movies together.
I can't name one.
High Fidelity, right? Isn't she in High Fidelity?
I don't know. I'll take your word for it, though.
Oh, may probably Say Anything? I don't know. If people want to check out the latest and greatest threads that we have in the Rock Shop at KISW.com, Steve, one of your buddies put together a really sweet I Beat Migs shirt for us.
Shout out to my friend Chris Dahl for making the shirt. It is awesome.
It's got 60 seconds on the clock. You look like you, but as a Dogman character.
I look better, actually. Yes.
You can go hit up KISW.com to get your very own.
The Daily Migs Show.
Give us a call right now, 206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question we would love to ask you. We just need for you to call in right now so we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Guns N' Roses. A recent poll revealed some statistics on America's dating habits. It's got some very interesting stats, like, okay, you know, have you ever been in love before?
Never.
Have you ever been cheated on?
All the time.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Never.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We have some of the questions from the poll, and we are going to pepper our Rockaholics with said questions.
Yeah, screw their poll. Let's get our official poll from the Rockaholics.
So let's start with Solomon in Seattle. Solomon, our question for you, have you ever dumped someone?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times.
Have you ever had one where it went bad, like they reacted really poorly?
No, actually, I tell you, except for one. Except for my first two love, I'm friends with every serious girlfriend that I've ever had.
That's a really good sign.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, they're dead to me once. Not mine. Solomon's exes. I don't ever talk to them. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Anna is in Seattle. Anna, have you ever had a one-night stand?
I have had a couple, but they were like, I have been hanging out with them for many days, and then we just didn't hang out ever again. So it was like kind of.
Now, it was a multiple day stand.
Yeah. Well, they kind of like started to catch feelings. I was like, all right, that's not going to work. That was not meant to be.
Deuces.
I have a question for you then. Like when I mean, it's not like you whipped out a contract or anything like that, but did you like when you first hooked up with them, you said, hey, look, we're hooking up, but don't fall in love with me.
I mean, kind of, sort of. There was this kid, he was much younger, and he was a good catch for the right person, but I'm older, I'm a single mom and stuff, and I was like, dude, I see what's happening. He's like, no, we'll just have fun. I'm like, no, dude, I can see it in your eyes and everything. Like, no.
Like, I ain't got time for this, buddy.
No!
I got better things to worry about. I'm a mom.
Anna is like 52% of the folks on this poll that say they have had a one-night stand.
Have you?
Yes. One night stand.
Just once. But okay, in Pullman. Was it in Pullman?
No, it was not. Does it count as a one night stand if it's like someone that you like knew, like went to school with, you did it one time, you're still friends, but you never did it again? Is that technically a one night stand?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I think we're overthinking
it. I mean,
it,
we don't like go to coffee or anything like that, but
right.
I still know this person. I don't know.
Danny, you've had some one night stands, I'd imagine?
Yeah.
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 That's
player.
Boy. Ladies love Danny V.
206-803-ROCK. Garrett is in Algona. Garrett, our simple question to you, have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
Oh, absolutely. A few of them.
How big of a distance? Like where were you and where were they?
When I went to Florida State University, she was in back in home. She wanted me to stay, right? But we had been together for 2 years, so I went and left for Florida State, and then 2 years went by, came back. I was like, hey, let's get married, you know? I was going to take her to the mountains. I had a cabin up in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. So 5 months had gone by and while I was at college and decided to go a different direction, I guess, in her mind. So.
Oh, so she decided to go in a different direction.
Yeah. But that was 4 years. And I had a three-year stint. And I had a marriage for about 6-7 years. Now, currently, I went through another marriage for 2 years and had 5 years with them. So,
how many times were you married?
How many times? Two.
Okay,
it's a good number.
Yeah. I think my biggest long distance is who I'm married to now, my wife, Sid. I was living in Linwood at the time, and she was living in Puyallup.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is crazy because the young version of Steve would have never let that happen. I remember when I was living in Queen Anne in my 20s, I remember I met a chick, and like I was like totally vibing on her. I'm like, we should hang out sometime. Where do you live? She goes, Tacoma. I'm like, yeah, it ain't going to work. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm not driving to Tacoma to hang out with you.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love that you
said it a little more tactfully than that, but that's what I was.
No, thanks. 47% of people on this poll say they've been in a long-distance relationship. Not really. I mean, I was like, I went to college with a boyfriend, and he was back home, and I broke up with him pretty shortly after that. So 206-803-ROCK, our simple question for John in Duval. John, have you ever had a friend with benefits?
Friend with benefits? No, I never have.
Oh, good.
I'm still in a relationship of 45 years.
45 years. What's the secret for you guys?
Yeah. I'm just that good.
Well, that's not going to help the rest of us.
We need the details. We need the info. Have you ever had a friend with benefits?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In college.
Is it Danny?
Yeah. That's how we met.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, we're going to give you tickets to see The Who at Climate Pledge Arena on September 25th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Danny, you want to get lunch after the show?
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see The Who at Climate Pledge Arena on September 25th. And our contestant this morning is Allison from Edmonds. Allison, are you there?
My body lies over the ocean.
For anyone who missed it earlier, we had a topic about what things you won in life. And
right.
Allison, you won a bunch of stuff surrounding The Who, except for not Who tickets.
Correct.
And you won like a VCR. So this was like, this is a few years ago, I'd imagine.
Oh, God. This was like probably 30 years ago.
30 years ago, you won a bunch of stuff that related to The Who, except they did not give you Who tickets. So we were like, you know what? If you join us later today for Hook or Shook and you had to sing the song because it was connected to how you won the contest, we would let you play.
That's so awesome. Yes, I'm so excited.
All right, Allison, we're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing the game with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be me? Will it be T-Dog? Who's going to help Allison hopefully win those Who tickets? Allison, it's you and me.
Okay.
Now, have you ever seen The Who live?
No, I have not.
Oh, so there's a lot of pressure out
here. Oh, yeah. Well, Allison, we're going to play you a 1 second clip of a song. Here it comes.
Oh, that's the Rolling Stones, Stir Me Up.
Nice job.
She's a pro.
Halfway there, you're so close to winning these Who tickets.
Can I say that Allison said she was really bad at this game, too, and then she just comes in and nails it?
Nails it, like, on the first guess.
She's a ringer.
We didn't even have to strip our integrity to help you win.
Well, there's still time for that for you,
Steve. That's an obvious song, and I literally just saw them, a few months ago, whenever they were here.
The Hackney Diamonds Tour?
Yes.
I was there, Allison.
The Hackney Diamonds Tour.
All right, Allison, you did your part, and very well, I will say. Now it's Steve's turn. Steve, here is your clip.
Darkness imprisoning me.
All I see, absolute horror, did I live? Metallica won.
Darkness imprisoning me.
Yes! Allison, congratulations. All these years later, 30 years in the making, you finally have your tickets to see The Who at Climate Pledge Arena on September 25th.
Woohoo! I'm so excited.
And we also got you a brand new VCR.
Woohoo!
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about? Call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Radiohead. It has been quite a fun morning so far. We have received some great texts and calls from our Rockaholics that we have not yet had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by SeaTown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. So please do pick up the phone, give us a call, and chime in on anything from the show today. Or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us, we'd love to hear it. 206-803-ROCK. Yesterday, we were chatting with Juan about a trip to Egypt that he was going to be planning with his family.
Right.
And we were very curious, what kind of coin does one have to drop to go to Egypt?
And he said he was going to be making the purchase yesterday, or at least doing all the math for it all, and he would get back to us today about how much it's going to cost him.
So Juan, you're in Maple Valley this morning, and we're looking forward to that update. How much is Egypt costing you?
12 G's.
Ooh!
$12,000?
Yeah, but it ain't bad, bro, because the way I see it, It's a private tour. We have our own tour. It's a round trip. Everything's handled. Everything. We have a guy waiting for us at the airport, take us to the hotel. We have a cruise up and down the Nile River.
Wow.
We go to the pyramids. We get on camels. We do everything.
That's awesome.
Does that include food,
so
too?
10 days. We're going to go for 10 days.
10 days. And how many of you are going?
It's only three of us in my family, my wife, my son, and myself.
No, I mean, when you really, I'm sure, like, when you break it all down as far as math-wise, I mean, dude, I've spent some ridiculous amount of money on vacations. That's pretty awesome that you have a bunch of stuff locked in. That what's the thing that you're most excited to check out while you're in Egypt?
The pyramids.
Yeah. That's like...
The pyramids. Yeah.
Well, yep. you're gonna have to give us updates and send us some pictures from Egypt, because I want to see this.
Definitely will.
Stupid.
It's a year from now, but yeah.
Stupid question. What kind of, like, have you been checking out, like, what kind of food place? Like, I always get excited wherever I go. I'm like, I start going online to see, like, what places I could go check out to eat. Have you been thinking about that yet?
No, that's how I was going to start checking today, see what kind of food they have. Because my wife, she doesn't have an open mind about food. I do.
Well, I think she's about to in Egypt.
Yeah.
Are they fast
whatever
food?
The local cuisine is, that's what we're going to head down to.
I mean, they have a McDonald's and a KFC. If worse comes to worse, just take her there.
What is, like, the national... look it up. What's the national dish of Egypt?
The national dish...
I guess every country's got a national dish, right?
I don't know. What's the national dish of America?
Something deep fried?
You're probably right. Or pizza of some sort. The national dish of Egypt is koshari. It's a popular street food that combines rice, pasta, lentils, and chickpeas, all topped with a garlicky tomato sauce, crispy fried onions, and often garlic vinegar. That sounds delicious.
I want that.
Yeah.
I'll go to Egypt for that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. So make sure you get yourself some koshari.
Yeah. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with our rockaholics. Michael from Seattle, you want to talk about our Beat Migs shirt.
Sure do.
All right.
Oh, good morning, by the way, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Michael.
Well, listen, I'm kind of thinking, wait, we can't have everybody out there wearing a MIG shirt without knowing who the true winners are.
Mm.
So if you guys and you guys can come up with something cool and wait about a month before you announce it so people are like, well, what's the difference? What's the little niche here between the winners and the losers? And if you could come up with something like that to enhance the shirt. You guys are creative. You could do something to pinpoint the ones who beat Steve and the ones who haven't.
I kind of like,
but yeah,
I like that. Like
a little extra bonus, little extra bonus, and maybe a little more competition for you guys because you know they got to go out and get a shirt. Well, how do we? You know, what's the little secret out there on the shirt that the people that actually beat me? And then give them about a month to dwell on it and stuff, and then you can kind of say, well. Okay, now.
Michael, I hate, we have to run because somebody's at the front door.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
I do kind of like the idea. You know how, like, football teams will give out the little stickers for the helmets and stuff like that, like, every time they make a big play?
Or like the Sounders, when they win the championship, they get a little gold star.
I think we could do something like that.
But that sounds like fun.
I think what we should
Michael
do.
Michael rocks.
The people that win Beat Migs should have the nipples cut out of the shirt.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The ones that haven't beat Migs, they'll just be a full shirt.
I think you're right. I think, all right, just do a half shirt with like little tassels on it.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, remember when, like, okay, I'm going to age myself, but whatever. I don't know if you remember the video games console, the Atari.
Of course.
But when you would hit like certain, like, high scores, you would have to take a picture of you, like, a comp. This is how old school it was because you didn't have screenshots or anything like that. You would send them the picture, or maybe they even use the honor system. You're like, hey, I did really good at the hockey game or barnstorming or asteroids, and then they would, or pitfall, and they would send you a patch.
Oh,
and those patches were freaking awesome.
We might need to get into the patch business for these shirts.
So, what we need, like, an I really did beat Migs patch,
I super beat Migs.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Jason from Tacoma is on the phone, and you want to talk about the show happening tomorrow night, the Kevin Deers tribute show at El Corazon.
Yeah, I've been conflicting about calling in and stuff like that. I wasn't, like, super duper close with him, but in the last year or so, last shows at real art and stuff like that. Yeah. I was kind of like we talked back and forth, and then historical pit swap meets that he had and stuff like that. But it's just crazy, like how many people that I know personally, and then all of my people that I listen to on the radio are going to be there too. And so it was just, I don't know, I just feel like calling in, and just the magnitude of how many people are going to be there tomorrow is going to be incredible.
It's a testament to who Kevin was. I mean, as far as just like how he had an impact. I met so many people like, I wasn't really that close, but then they start telling you the story. I'm like, no, actually you had some very close, like serious moments with the guy, and like you had some great conversations, and he was that kind of a person. Like he was so welcoming, and I think even after one conversation, you felt like you became his friend.
Oh yeah, 100%. We talked about like wrestling and just local bands and stuff like that. And then there's a couple of times, like back in like years ago when he was hosting Metal Shop for like early on, I've been listening since he pretty much started. And like I called in to try to win Slayer tickets. And I didn't know him personally or anything like that, but like I called in, and it's funny, but I was like, "Hey, I'm trying to win Slayer tickets," and he's like, "Well, you didn't. Bye." And like, it was
better luck next time.
I can totally hear his voice saying something like
Jason,
that.
Jason, hugs tomorrow night. Is that a deal? Can we have hugs?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, all right. Hugs for Kevin tomorrow night.
Steve knows me, my kid, and SOS, but.
Well, you better not be bringing your kid to this thing, because you know what? She's my arch rival. She says mean things to me. You.
I mean, between me and her, we'd probably take your tag titles. So
yeah, come bring it. Me and Big N are taking you down at the next SOS show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Definitely want to see a big crowd tomorrow night for our boy Kevin Deers. The benefit show happening at El Corazon. All proceeds from the show are going to be going to his family to help out during this very difficult time. Get your info, get your tickets at KISW.com, and we will see you tomorrow night. Some relatively new neighbors next door.
How close are we talking?
Like the next property over. We share a property line.
Have you warned them about your camp cash and your random activities that happen out and your animals?
Yes. Okay. So their landlord, our other neighbor, has already warned them about all of that. And then we've met them a couple times. They actually came to our house and gave us some Ukrainian desserts because she's from Ukraine. He's from Russia. She baked these beautiful, tasty cookies, which was so nice. We reciprocated by bringing some eggs from our chickens. And then Brad had the idea last night.
Those are Danny's eggs.
That's why Danny hasn't gotten his eggs this week. Yeah.
No omelet for you.
We decided last night, Brad was like, hey, we should invite the neighbors to our barbecue on Saturday. We're having a barbecue on Saturday. She wrote back that she was so excited. It was unexpected. So nice to receive this invitation. It's their very first American barbecue that either of them have ever been to.
That's exciting.
And so she was asking what is customary to bring in such cases. She was saying maybe snacks or drinks or sweets or something else.
Did you just say yes to
all of the above? But I'm kind of excited. So
filet mignon.
Now I feel like we need
crabs.
Now I feel like the pressure's really on though. You know, like I want her first American barbecue to be like, you know, Mecca.
So would you should ask them at the end of the day if they were happy with how the barbecue went.
Like, yes.
Maybe record them if they're okay with that.
I would love to do that.
What are you thinking? Like burgers for sure.
We're doing burgers and brats, and then we just pretty much have asked everyone else so far, like just bring a side. Our other neighbors
know that, you know, you got some people who have never had an American barbecue.
Yeah, we got to step it up. We don't want to disappoint them.
Are you going to play like American themed music?
America. Yeah, sure. That's a good call.
Coming to America. Fireworks?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, give them the full American experience.
Oh, I'm excited.
Watch Idiocracy?
Yeah, that would be a good one. But I feel like the pressure's on, but I'm very excited about it. We're going to show them how we do it over Memorial Day weekend.
That's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Why would a Pacific Northwest man openly admit to the cops that he was on meth? You'll find out during the Daily Mix download after Beastie Boys.
Now
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle across the studio enjoying what we call a studio facial.
Yeah.
We just spray cucumber water on our faces sometimes during the show.
Which is very different than what we called that at the old studio.
Or in the men's room studio.
Correct.
If that couch could tell stories.
Yeah.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law, and this is like the most Florida thing to happen, but it happened here in the Pacific Northwest as a man in Vancouver, British Columbia decided, I'm going to jump off of a bridge, and he got stranded on the side of the river. He's 29 years old. Somebody called it. They saw him jump off the bridge. They thought, oh, well, maybe this is like he's just trying to take his own life. Yeah. Turns out that's not the case. The fireboat showed up. The Coast Guard had to show up as well. They picked him up. They're like, hey, what's going on? Why did you do this? He said he did that because, well, somebody dared him to.
Oh, God.
And also, he was on meth.
How embarrassing if you weren't on meth.
I mean, I've never been on meth before, but, like, is truth or dare, like, a big thing when you're on meth?
Well, you're a little uninhibited. Let's put it that way.
Watch it's that. This.
And Never I Said Never. I think those are, yeah. And Twister. People love playing Twister on meth.
Oh, boy.
Yelp has put together this list of the top 25 burger brands in America. In-N-Out Burger came in at number one.
Do love an In-N-Out Burger.
The Habit Burger Grill, we had that a couple weeks ago.
Habit's
Shake
so good.
Shack, Culver's, and Islands Restaurant, they make the top five complete. And then by region...
Okay, do you know Islands Restaurant?
No.
Okay, none of us do.
None of us do. Shake Shack wins in the Northeast. Culver's is very popular in the Midwest and the South. And then In-N-Out Burger is the one that reigns supreme here in the West.
Culver's, I think, puts butter on their burgers. It's their thing in the Midwest. They have the butter burger.
Like, that's butter like burger. Some groundbreaking discovery. Yeah.
Well, that's why people in Wisconsin are larger.
Have you guys thought about putting butter on your burger? Speaking of burgers, Burger King, you want to get hooked up with some free burgers next week? Yeah. They're going to be celebrating National Hamburger Day. Actually, going to start doing it starting today all the way through the 28th with their Royal Perks members, which will include some. They're working some deals where you can get some free burgers, some nuggets, drinks with the purchase of a dollar or more, and they're also letting members redeem a hamburger for half the usual loyalty points through May. It's big times for people who love good old-fashioned Burger King.
I do love the King.
I'm pretty excited. I finally had my first Whopper, yeah. So Whopper, I'm excited
Whopper,
about this.
Whopper, Whopper, Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Impossible, or Bacon, Whopper, I rule this day.
Okay. What a great song.
It is. It's a great one.
Hey, as far as weather, in the high of 66 degrees today, it's going to be cloudy. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 back.
The Daily Mix Show.